The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Welcome to The Bigger Picture. Well, quite a red morning so far, and we are on a four-day losing streak if you look at the US market. So a lot of uncertainty and jitters coming back into the markets. To help us make sense of what's happening right now, we have some help from Medha Samant. She is the Investment Director at Fidelity International. Morning, Medha. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Ryan. I'm doing well. Happy Friday. Happy Women's Day.
Indeed. Happy International Women's Day. Okay, a lot of things have been happening overnight to keep track of. ECB, the European Central Bank, has been taking up most of the headlines. So let's touch on that first. It's pushing back its plans to hike rates. There's a fresh announcement of funding for banks, cheap loans to help them, encourage them to lend to consumers. What should investors make of this? It seems like we're getting more signs that central banks are getting worried about the outlook.
Yeah, definitely. And that's another one coming up with a bearish outlook in terms of growth and forecasts. And the ECB has led the trend here and acknowledged that, you know what, Europe's slowdown is longer and deeper than what we thought earlier. You know, so it firmly sets the tone for the rest of 2019 about the interest rate environment globally. Definitely in the ECB, it's unlikely to move much higher. And what it means is that there will be an implication, what we've seen in the currency markets, that for now the US dollar is showing firmness, and that also historically tends to suppress the price of bullion, gold bullion. So yes, a surprise the way they came out for many investors, but you know, not a surprise when you look through their analysis. What's happening is there are headwinds in place that are definitely impacting these decisions and impacting some of those European economies which are exposed to global headwinds like the slowdown, the China-US situation, a slowdown in trade, and Germany is a prime example of that. So business confidence, we think, you know, being sapped by a steady flow of negative news, definitely.
Indeed, we had the European Central Bank slashing its growth outlook for the Eurozone to 1.1% from the previous forecast just 3 months ago of 1.7%. We also had the OECD doing the same thing. Do you see this being the trend for companies in terms of their corporate outlooks? Is there anything down the road that might potentially turn things around, maybe a US-China trade deal?
Yeah, so I think when we've been talking to companies across the board in Asia, you know, primarily China, the view has been quite subdued in terms of earnings. But, you know, that was a few months back. And when you see that sort of negativity that's coming in into earnings forecasts, that's now priced in when you look at valuations because, you know, markets immediately react. So valuations are looking really attractive. Having said that, I think we are all cognizant of the fact there are lingering tensions coming from the trade wars. But at the same time, what we saw this week in terms of the Chinese NPC, you know, everybody's been recognizing that. And China's definitely set out on a new path again.
Medha Samant, Investment Director at Fidelity International, on the line with us. Medha, you mentioned China, definitely something we want to talk about. US-China trade relations is something everyone's been looking at. The big news this week is Chinese telecoms giant Huawei. It's suing the US over a law that bans government agencies from buying its products. It claims this is unconstitutional. And this is quite a different stance, more aggressive stance. What are the implications of this new posturing from Huawei for the markets?
Yeah, so, I mean, I wouldn't want to comment on Huawei specifically. What we are looking at is the broader trend in markets. And the trade deal is something that we've always maintained that, yes, we will see some kind of an end to it, which will be favorable. But at the same time, there could be uncertainty in certain areas like technology, you know, areas where China dominates, where tensions could continue to simmer. And it's just another example of that. But what we are now seeing is that, yes, the ECB has come out. You know, China's NPC is over. This week, investors will be focusing on numbers coming out from the U.S. on Friday just to gauge the strength of the U.S. economy, because that will also set the trend for monetary policy globally going ahead.
And talking about Chinese markets, we had the National People's Congress this week. We saw some stimulus measures, VAT, the tax cuts from 16 to 13%. Yes. So that's been quite useful or helpful for markets. It's rallied a bit this week. How much more upside do you think there is for Chinese markets?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I mean, you know, after languishing, we've seen a very strong start to Chinese equity prices. As of now, our view is that the MPC continues to provide the tone or the way ahead for markets to remain stable or if not firm. But we all know that the Chinese markets are dominated by retail investors. So volatility is really here to stay. From a fundamental perspective, when you look at the economy in China, yes, it's moderating growth there. But the government's eyes are firmly on it. And they seem to have sort of recognized or acknowledged the fact that they need to do a few things. And, you know, apart from trade, the fiscal stimulus that they've announced in terms of shoring up the economy, also shoring up the private enterprises, to us, that's a very important step. The opening up of the markets, which has come via inclusion now, and further financial liberalization, and also the government's eye on the growth of shadow banking and coming in and trying to clamp it down. You know, these need to be taken with an open-minded perspective and positively, because it means that China, that when the data turns and when these data points surprise on the upside, we will see the economy turn around. And the markets are pricing that on, because valuations for China have been very cheap across the board, especially from the last quarter of 2018. And now that these are trying to play sort of keep up with the rest of the markets elsewhere.
Chinese markets, interesting to look at this week. And of course, the MPC will continue until next Friday. So maybe a few more headlines that might swing markets. Thank you so much, Mehta, for your time this morning. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Ryan. Bye.
All right, chat with you next time. Mehta Samant, Investment Director at Fidelity International, with us on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.